going to declare on the participation of members. Myself, I've got more time on my side. If you're saying that we should stay here for 2 hours, I'm available. So it depends on members, on their input and the deliberation. I think every member is having an agenda in front of them. The agenda for today, the first item is opening and welcome, apologies, consideration and adoption of the budget vote report, that is education, arts and culture, and sports and recreation. And the last item will be those. So, yeah. Is it fine? Remember, it's fine. So under apologies, I've got one apology from Honorable Gunda. Honorable Gunda. Is there any other apology? No apologies. No further apologies. Mrs. Moore?
That person, I don't know whether Kathleen is on exam leave for 7 weeks.
She's on study leave. She's already got the Thanks for that.
That's one thing, Chairperson. I received this document this morning, but they got it on the wrong floor. I'm on the third floor.
No, in fact, I went to third floor. I went to your secretary. I asked where your pigeon hold. She told me that it's third floor. I personally put it on your pigeon hold.
Thank you. So I'm just going to suggest that we start with the first budget vote. That is budget vote number 13 on education that we dealt with on the 30th of June 2019. And I'm going to propose that we go through page by page. We start from the first page. It will make things easier for us just to go through. I don't like the look. I feel intimidated. A member comes late and just look at me like, what, you know. So, members, can we start on budget 13? That is on education, dated the 30th of is there anything? You said nothing. Honorable Matsumi.
Yes, Honorable Chairperson. I think the document reflects what the committee debated, and therefore given the recommendation. The recommendation contains what the committee now upon. So, if other members don't have anything which they can ask them to prepare, so I will propose that we adopt this report.
Before that, let's allow members to make their own seat. Member Nobel? Member Schlecker? Was a hand up? I give you an opportunity. Let us hear.
Okay. Okay. I also conclude. On my comment is on
page three.
We have raised this concern about, you know, the scheming of the administration that works with the defense and law. And I say that in 2.4.3, strengthen education management information system to enhance planning and monitoring and implement Lewis training system or process. So what I wanted to say is that in the process that they must actually speed up training on Lewis, because most of these people are using a lot of information through this system. It's not properly with. And that's what I got about it. And then the other point is on 2.3.6. 2.3.6.
Uh-huh.
On the provincial spending. You see the provincial spending.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was explained by
2.3.6. That is on page 3.
Same in page 3, yes.
Yeah.
I know that the DDC has tried to explain why problems are spending over the paper. You see, the biggest expenditure item at the provincial level remains on compensation. That is
725.4%.
So that I'm not sure whether it is the budget of interest towards that. And neglect the other operational spending. That is another point. Otherwise, for sure, I also agree that the point that is right there is the point that we have discussed.
Maybe before I allow you, Honorable Nubia, my understanding is that from page 1, I don't want to give direction, from page 1 up to page 4, before conclusion, this was departmental briefing. It was a briefing. So if we have to make input, it will come where we made recommendations, just to check whether our recommendations are captured as we suggested.
No, all recommendations.
Yeah. No, I'm just giving guidance that we should understand that it's briefing, we've captured the briefing, and then members, when we interact with the department, we made some recommendations, which suppose it will be part of our report, that we should check whether our recommendations are captured as we suggested them. Honorable Mude.
Thank you. I think you you are guiding us correctly. That's how the document is written. The key silent issues that we have to raise. And then concluding with our recommendation. I know that we did not have a firm recommendation on school sports, but it came out in this meeting with education. I don't remember us making a firm recommendation on school sports. The DG just explained the commitment by UNAM on to do something. And when we were sports department, it came out very sharply, and also in the house, it came out sharply. I don't know in terms of how do we smuggle in the question of where the Department of Education working together with the Department of Sports and in promoting sports in schools and also ensuring that infrastructure of sports is I know we didn't become very sharp. Otherwise, I'm commending the note taker on this report.
Honorable Didiga, what's your hand up?
Honorable Chairperson, I apologize for being late in the meeting. I've got also an apology from Honorable Nakata. She is in a House Chairperson's meeting. I just want to talk about this school spot in the Department of Sports, no? Yeah, we talked about a lot about it in the Department of Sports, but in their perspective or in their budget, I think they've made it clear that they are going to work with the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's the Department of Education that we did not recommend anything about the school, but I think we must.
Oh, that's
okay. We should emphasize on it and let them make a budget for that.
I agree with Adam Mbassar, but I think that point that Mbassar is within the other document, which is in one of the recommendations, we recommended about the memorandum of understanding about the agreement between the Department of Education and the Department of Sports. The only thing that we need to add when it comes to that document, taking into consideration the budget. With the date that we want to see the secretary agreement or memorandum of understanding being signed within this period. I should think in that way we'll be, trying to put pressure on the department that we should speed up the memorandum of understanding, because if it is not signed, then that cooperation that we want between the two partners is going to take place.
Are you still in this matter?
Yeah. Chairperson, I think that's why I'm saying I know that we're not very strong with each session. And we're strong on sports. That's why I'm saying let's try and, if it is possible, put that recommendation on education. We did not have a firm recommendation on them, but we had a firm recommendation and we picked up the absence of this in sports. So in order to ensure that we put pressure on education, because it's not there, it's the question of when this year was responding, was talking about the union was
Honorable Becky, we are still dealing with the issue of school staff. Under the recommendation, we are still on the issue of school sports. So that's the point, your point, because we are still dealing with the recommendation. The member identified that we didn't put, there's no recommendation on school sports. So we are still on that issue. You know,
we cannot put in things which the committee didn't decide on the 30th of June. That is the first thing. If there's another, if we are feeling strong that we must address it in the education department, then we must just write from the committee a certain memorandum where we can address that. So that the education department put more emphasis on school sports. I also feel strong about it, but in this report I understand here that this is what happened that day.
Thank you. Members, I just want to check, you know, I'm not going to allow this situation where, you know, there's this tendency with people when the issue is there, introduced, they'll start getting warm. Wow. And, you know, sometimes it's just delay. No, don't. So that in future we should avoid this thing.
Yeah.
I'm never going to choose this.
No, now I'm saying because education is going hand in hand to sports. Whereas we didn't say anything on education. But for now, let's agree that discrimination of sports must appear on this
community. Let me assist the chairperson. Yeah, give direction. Members, I'm going to agree. I'm going to suggest that we put the issue of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we discussed the sports, the discussion was around the issue of physical education.
Yes.
This, you know, people seem to misunderstand the difference between physical education and school sports.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a memorandum of understanding between the two departments.
Mm-hmm.
So because the issue was the issue of monitoring, how do we see to that school sports is there, you know, at
mm-hmm.
schools. I think the issue of monitoring, it becomes crucial here that, like, there's a decision which has already been taken that two days is before physical education.
Mm-hmm.
And we are talking about development. How do you develop if you don't start at the school level?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to propose that we put that because there's already an understanding between this memorandum between the two departments. So that we shouldn't be only the issue of sports. We know that they go hand in hand. Okay. We are done with school sports.
Yeah.
So can we move to the other item? And I'm going to propose that firstly let's try to stick on the recommendations here.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, if there are issues that we feel that are not captured, then we'll...
On the recommendation, Chair.
Mm.
Recommendation 274. It reads, ensure that teachers get proper financial training before the funds get allocated to school programs and management of funds. I understand the spirit of that. Make sure that people who are dealing with school finances and the school management team, the SMT and the STP. So I suggest that Chairperson should first say that to ensure that the SMC, the school management team, and the SDP get proper financial training, because they have to meet everything with the financial matters.
Yeah, thank you, because it was also my understanding that we are not referring to teachers here.
No.
Point taken. The other issue? I would like to talk on point 2.76. Ensure that the department addresses the issue of OSG for teachers to avoid what is currently happening with the department. Okay. My understanding is that, you know, the department indicated that they've already signed the OSG, but there are still issues, outstanding issues, you know, that we wanted, you know, more information around them. They've signed the OSD, but there are still outstanding issues. There are still outstanding issues. I think that's the other things that would be more interested, you know, to get what are those issues and how do they handle them. Because the OSD, the indications that they've signed the OSD.
But say, I'm not agreeing with the captain of me. The department must ensure that it addresses all issues of specific dispensation of teachers to avoid the same situation. So they would know what is left out. So the captain here, to me, is fine.
Ensure that the department addresses the issue of OSD
for teachers
to avoid what is currently happening with the Department of Health.
That's good.
Is it good?
It talks to all the issues that are pending in OSD. They must address it to avoid the death row.
This is all our understanding. Is it fine?
Chairperson, I'm trying to. What you are saying is embedded here. Because on health, the agreement was signed in 2007. However, legal funding was part of defining those specific actions was the issues of failing. So the question of them rushing to sign and refer other things for further negotiation is the same thing that happened in the past. Hence, it gets protracted and then being intended with the now salary, whatever negotiation. So if we want to be, maybe we can bracket the issues that I was saying we need some further clarity.
What are the issues? What are the specific issues?
Yes,
you
yes.
Know?
Because as it emerges on education, like what Sat is in pregnant, Sat was saying we are going to go out. From the it's because of those issues that are happening. So you are, I'll agree with you because on this statement it's embedded. But as you are putting it, it should flag up those issues so that on oversight you are able to say whether we're addressing this, we're not addressing this, we're not addressing
this. Is it fine, Ms. Member? Honorable,
I think what we must do is ensure that the department addresses the issue and all other outstanding issues. That's
what I do. Okay. I think Honorable Black, you have an item, an issue that is not captured.
No, I was actually confused by what Honorable Tibia said, but this is not actually trying to put in new things, which were not discussed. But the issue on feeling the administration on the IT that makes it the school administration policy. Very important, but we will find ways of at a certain point to deal with the department and address it.
Yeah, because we are going to interact a lot with the department. I want to put on the last item that will be discussed. That is the learner transport. The learner transport. That we would like the department to finish us with the policy. Because my understanding is that they only have the framework, but they don't have the policy for learner transport. That is why when you go to provinces, you find the situation in one province, transport is provided by transport department. In another province, it's education. There's no consistency. We want policy. So, members, are we done?
Yes.
Are there four? For call for, is there any one who moved for adoption?
Yes, I did it on Honorable Chair. I moved for the adoption of the report.
Any second?
Chair, I second.
Can we move to the second briefing on the first? That is Arts and Culture. Arts and Culture.
You know, I
was thinking that because the other pages we should follow the same route, because the first pages are the briefings by the department, and we should focus more on the our recommendations, because this is where we'll be doing oversight to see to that the department is doing what we have agreed upon.
Yes, and I think we also asked the department about a program where a new library, especially in the department community, are going to be built.
Library and because we were talking about the libraries and the quality of the material. Yeah. There is no reflection of libraries here because we dealt with the issue of libraries that in the previously disadvantaged area and the quality of material, reading material. Is there any other matter? Why don't we put it like the gender what you call it? Gender equity. Because here we have to be proud. Mm-hmm. We are not only talking about women. We are talking about disabled people. Mm-hmm. You know, all the sectors. Mm-hmm. You know, something that will cover everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, implement equity. Yeah. Is there anything? I just want to come in on the issue of languages. If you listen to the briefing, you know, the department was saying, you know, the department as Asmukasa, they've got their responsibility. And education also, it's got its own responsibility. I think here we'll have to come maybe with a proposal that there should be a memorandum of understanding between arts and culture and education, you know, so that this promotion of languages, you know, because actually it's happening at schools. We can push it at from the arts and culture side, but if there is no an undertaking from education, then it means language will, that in the other languages won't be promoted. I think we should put that there should be an agreement, an understanding, memorandum of understanding between the two departments because they overlap. I will find them. No other issue?
I'm thinking also just what you have said,
about the Department of Education and Arts and Culture to work hand in hand. If the three departments can work, the sport, the arts and culture, and education, I think those departments can make this happen, can promote the language through sport, through arts and culture, and in the education.
Because they're working together in the cluster.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Are we done with this?
We are done with the language. Yeah? I want to go back to that, the employment equity. Gender equity,
employment
equity. You know, I understand that you said it's about disabled females and everything. Yeah? But I think that point, that one is alone. Yeah? The disabled and the females. But this of female officials in senior positions. You know, they can do the gender equity,
yeah.
But it may happen it may happen at the upper level, but the female might not be part of it. I'm not raising that.
I just want to that we shouldn't be seen to be discriminators. As this committee, because when we talk about employment equity, then we'll want them to give us the whole, you know,
okay,
the rest of issues that we have to consider, you know, the issue of gender, disabled, that 2%, are they, you know, so I don't want to be in the situation that like we are biased to women, especially that I'm a chairperson and I'm a woman, so I don't. And, so I don't. I want us to show that we are here as leaders, not as.
My last one is especially around the writing of both in the indigenous languages. The department is especially important that, and they in a plan to find people.
Mm.
In those areas to write to them, write to them. Because of the people who are actually writing now, they do not try to say the black community.
Mm.
These people in other the diversity of the
community.
Yeah. I don't know how to put it. I think we must put it in on 2.2 and then in our recommendations also.
Mm. Yeah, because it has the issue of boundaries for those people.
Yeah.
How do we, you know, the information people access that? Yes, it's very crucial. Thank you. Put it on. I'm going to move for the adoption of this report. The Honorable Chairman. For adoption, any seconder? Honorable Mube. Let's go to the last budget vote. Budget vote number 17, sports and recreation. Honorable Masamete.
Good time frame on it.
that it should be fine within a particular period. Maybe say, if you are in the game of say, within 3 months, 1 to 2 weeks, you will not understand that it will be fine. So that things can, you know, move on. And then another point is 5.3, by the University of Community. I also feel chapter here that we may give a country within a month or so. Maybe we'll not be finished with this report. Even if we don't meet with the department and the LOC, but we can send us a copy.
Is there any other issue?
The same is around the volume of facilities at school. We actually asked the department to give us a program of development.
Facilities. Another issue? Honorable, before you get in, I just want to check. Are you saying under 5.1 we should have a time frame for this memorandum of to be signed?
Yes.
The time frame. So what is the intake of the members, sir? So 3 months.
3 months from now.
Five point three again.
Yeah, 5.3 chapter 7. I was also proposing that it's also a time frame for this report. Maybe they give them a month or so to give us a report on our project. Maybe before we can call them to appear before the commission report to the committee, but we receive that report in advance.
Members, you know what I'm suggesting here? Because these are recommendations. The issue of the report, maybe if we the agency, let me say, if we want to deal with that agency, because we are going to have the program for the next term, then it's where we are going to prioritize that, because we have recommended that we want a report. How early in our program, where do we put it, you know? It's the issue of time frames, then it will come, because then we'll have the time to call them to come and give us the report. I think it's my suggestion is that it's okay as it is, because it's part of recommendation. For the date, then it will go into our program of action, but in Mexico.
Does that apply to 5.1 also?
No. I just want to come in on 5.6. I'm not sure. Ensure that the issue of participation fees is addressed by the department as soon as possible. Participation fees. Are you going to clarify us on this?
Yes. Because I raised it as a concern that schools are actually taxing on participation and affiliation. So what they did the DG that committee, that learners are not supposed to pay fees for getting entry to participation. Maybe we should rephrase it here and say to ensure that schools do not charge learners participation fee to participate in a particular sports coach. Because you would have them paying affiliation fee for athletics. Athletes would also pay participation for another. You pay participation per coach. If you are in Muslim, let's for example in sports, you pay participation fee. In soccer participation fee. In cricket participation fee. In every code that a learner wants to participate, a sports committee in that district will always ask learner to pay an entry fee, the participation fee to participate. Then we should phrase it in such a way that schools should not do it, should not charge learners participation. Department must make sure that schools are not charging learners.
Yeah, this I come in here because.
Yeah, I think especially where the schools participate to the other sport, there's one central body in that town organizing and regulating the sport in school. So the school will apply to that body, and if that body decides that the school must pay a yearly fee. That is not for each and every learner, but an individual school must pay that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's something happening around schools, but in my town where I'm coming from, there's no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing.
Because it's not supposed to be.
No.
It's not. Before I.
Yeah, I want to touch this to say, yes, different codes and whatever, they do touch. But it's supposed to be built into the school's fund. The participation in sport, or netball, or whatever, how many are participating, the school does, it's not supposed to transfer the charges to them. But nearly, if it is right, I don't know if it's because I know there's police in Hawaii. But maybe in Northwest there is no police, or there is police that is doing all the big guys go. I don't know.
Because I just want to get on that matter, you know. It says, you know, as members here, we really have to do a lot of work. Because what we are saying is not supposed to be happening.
Yes.
And as a public rep, this is your responsibility. Because we've got these two departments. Education is responsible for, you know, but they call it, you know, just like taking the child to the area. And the sport also got its own responsibility. I'll just get more information, but what you are saying is not supposed to be happening, and it's better for the members. Like I'm saying, I'm going to request that before we leave tomorrow, I'm going to request the researchers to get us that information, so that because these are the issues that we are supposed to be doing oversight on. Children are not supposed to be paying. We are talking about development. How do we develop a child from a poor community? You know, because at the end of the day, he or he is not going to have that money to register our people. This is what we are supposed to be doing oversight on. You know, I'm going to make sure that we get this document so that members must familiarize themselves with, when you go to school, these are the issues that we have to take.
See, that is small input. I agree with my colleagues, Honorable Pinky and Honorable Pinky. But it's not a national issue.
Okay.
It is a province specific issue.
Okay.
But it must find space here and be addressed as a specific particular point. Maybe again in the province, it is not the entire province, particular district, but in a district where it comes from, it's life. I can bring you particulars. There's official circulars that demand participation from me. I've been paying for my teams and my learners participation for many years. That I know. I'm not taking it from nowhere, or I'm not building it. I'm saying I've been participating in training. We've contested, there was a pressure group that contested training schemes, but if you don't pay, you learner will not participate. So most of the school comply. I agree with the chairperson.
There's an argument, children are not supposed to pay.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I'm saying what I'm going to do is for the members to get that information,
mm-hmm.
because these are the issues that you should be doing oversight
mm-hmm.
on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then, because you are going to research, you know, and I want to, when you come, that
and
tell
them
that you should tell me that.
Really you say, on how you're in parliament, how you
yeah.
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 But
yeah.
I'm going to do
I think the last point on the recommendations was that there was just the, you know, when you check that the national department will say the province, we have allocated funds to the province are not accounting. Then we recommended that we are going, you know, in our programs, we are going to have this direct interact with the MCs and the HOD for reporting proper accountability. It's where even these issues of schools which are paying that will deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you call the MEC from Northwest of Education in Northwest and the HOD, we hear the report that this is what is happening. Why is
mm-hmm.
this happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that we agree
mm-hmm.
that we'll have this interact direct with the MECs,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the HOD is for proper accountability. Is there any other issue?
And I think the sooner the research goes on, the better, because in this year there is a plan for a provincial week at the beginning of September. Yeah? Those issues also can be raised when we meet with the premier of the provinces together with the NECs. They should look at the sooner the research goes on, the better.
No, the documents are there.
Okay.
It's just that I want members to have them and go and empower, because it's nice sometimes when you go to a school and visit the school, you've got information on your end, you know what you're looking for, you know. Or else we'll just take advantage that you don't understand. Is there any mover for adoption? The last, very last item. So we're done. Before we close, we've got a request. Langa to give members the diaries, the files, the diaries that we got from social services yesterday. And let me just take this opportunity to thank every member.
Before you go, there's a meeting scheduled for Friday.
For Friday. Mm. Yeah. No, you must get them. Yeah, let me just address that. please. Let me just address that. You know, it's nice sometimes to have a proactive secretary. I think, but I don't want him to be spoiled because I'm very hard. I might be soft when I talk, but I'm very hard. That at least for the period that I've worked with our committee secretary, I'm satisfied. You know, because he extended that information, the experience that he has, you know, is proactive. Because we discussed the program with him, you know, that he must put on other issues. But I felt that just as yesterday we didn't manage to meet with him, you know, that I just to indicate that I felt that this should be our last meeting today. We had this too hectic week so that members can go and rest so that when we come we are fresh, very energetic and all that. So Honorable Divilia, we are going to take care of that. That meeting won't sit on Friday. So I think this is our last meeting. The issue there, it was for the adoption of the monarch. Then I think we'll still do this in our first meeting. Where we'll be in our program, because we are supposed to sit and draft the program for the next term.
There is one thing more that I don't want to tell you what we must do. I know you can do it yourself. We are the capital. But I think we must, in the second quarter, we must just reach a meeting where we as committee can decide what we want to do, when do we want to invite the department to come and bring us on certain things. And also our research in the community, around certain problems. Just a plan that we all can start with.
Maybe Honorable Zivilias, from the side of the chairperson, I come up with the draft program. It's just unfortunate when we adopted our program, you were not part of that, because the purpose is for members to make their input, you know, on that. But I think the first meeting we will be adopting the program, because we'll be coming only with the draft, and it's for the members to make input, so that when we adopt it, what we agreed upon as a committee. It's just unfortunate that when we dealt with the first one, we got your apology, we were not in the committee. But let me just take this opportunity, members, for comment, Mete, you know, I'm going to be hard. I know that you can speak. I'm not going to allow that.
That's the reminder for you. About the, you remember in the last year I did about the workshop about others.
It's on the program.
It's on the program, yeah. But I also want to remind the president that it's also a workshop for employees.
That is how we said it's flexible. We will see. You know, before that, let me just take this opportunity to thank you, members, for the support, you know. That for just 2 weeks, is it 2 weeks that I've been sharing? Two weeks. At least, you know, I like the mood, the spirit here. And if we can continue like this, really, we are not here for ourselves. We are here, we are representing the communities there. And I'm going to request members that when you go for research, let's go and do our work. But you know, if you're on research, you work on your own program. You know, you must balance yourself. Have time for your family and have time for your political work. But at the end, really, you mustn't lose focus why we are here. You know, we've got mandate to go and work. Deal with the issue of schools. Make a difference. So that it's only a week, and then you've got that other week to deal with this issue. You know, so that you must make difference. This is really that you are here for. Thank you, members.
Thank you.
Thank you. Who are the members of that here? We're supposed to get
this mark.
But, I think we need to come back to